Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Definitely.
Awesome. So today we're tackling the world of coaching, but with a specific lens, focusing on the rules and ethics that kind of set the bar, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, we'll be dissecting this article. It's called Rules and Ethics of Coaches, Upholding Standards for Professional Excellence, freshly published December 6th, 2024.
Yeah.
And it's featured on this platform, If I Grow, which seems to be like a central hub for coaches.
Yeah, it's got a lot of great resources.
All right, so we all know the coaching scene is booming, right?
Absolutely, it's incredible.
Yeah, especially with online stuff exploding, AI-driven coaching.
It's really changing the game.
It is, and that's precisely why clear ethical guidelines become even more crucial. Because how do you build that trust with clients in such a rapidly evolving landscape?
Such a good point.
Right. And what are those real-world challenges coaches bump into, especially in the online world?
Yeah, it's a whole different ballgame.
Totally. It makes you wonder, is there like a secret coaching ethics handbook that gets updated every week?
Well, maybe not a secret handbook, but the If I Grow platform does seem to be like a go-to for ongoing training and resources, which is kind of like a living handbook in a way.
Oh, that makes sense.
What I found really interesting about this article is how it ties ethical guidelines directly to client trust.
I mean, that makes sense.
It does, because coaching is ultimately about, what, helping people unlock their potential.
Absolutely, yeah.
But that requires vulnerability. Clients often share super personal stuff.
Right, deep stuff.
Career struggles, relationships, even mental health. So those ethical guidelines act like a safety net, you know?
Yeah, like a reassurance.
Exactly. And reassuring them that their vulnerability is met with respect, confidentiality, and a coach who's genuinely got their back.
Okay, so it's not just about like avoiding lawsuits and stuff.
It's definitely not just about that. It's about creating an environment where someone feels safe enough to really open up and do the work.
Makes sense. That sense of security probably allows for a deeper coaching experience.
Exactly. Because when clients feel safe, they can be more honest with themselves with the coach.
And that honesty can then translate into real progress.
Totally. Now, the article also brings up the International Coaching Federation, the ICF, for those in the know.
Oh, yeah, the big leagues.
And their code of ethics, which is kind of like the gold standard for the whole industry.
It's like a universal language for ethical coaching, right?
Pretty much. It covers a lot of ground, confidentiality, conflicts of interest, you name it. Sticking to those guidelines proves you're a credible professional, especially now when there's so many different coaching styles popping up.
Totally. It's like a stamp of approval that can help you stand out in a crowded field. So what were some of those key ethical guidelines that really jumped out at you from the article? Was there anything that surprised you?
What struck me was how the article framed these guidelines, not just as rules, but almost like a moral compass for coaches. Yeah. Like a guide for navigating those tricky situations.
Yeah.
And the range of topics they cover is pretty impressive.
Oh, I bet.
Well, of course you have confidentiality, which we've touched on.
The cornerstone.
Yeah, but it's way more than just like keeping files locked away.
Oh, so much more.
It's about using secure ways to communicate, being mindful of how client data is stored.
Right.
Never disclosing anything without explicit consent.
Like a sacred trust.
Exactly. And it's even more critical with online coaching. Because data security online, that's a whole other beast.
It is. It makes you realize just how much responsibility a coach carries, especially now.
You're telling me.
So besides confidentiality, what else stood out to you?
The article also really emphasizes this idea of client autonomy.
Oh, that's a big one.
Huge.
Yeah,
ethical coaching, it's about guiding and supporting, never pressuring or coercing someone.
Oh, never.
Right. The client always needs to be the one calling the shots.
Yeah, driving the bus, so to speak.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Making the choices that are right for their life. And that sense of ownership, it's essential for them to fully commit to the process.
It's like you're the experienced navigator helping them chart the course.
Yeah.
But they're the captain deciding where to set sail ultimately.
Such a good analogy. It's a partnership, not a dictatorship.
Love it. And speaking of setting sail, the article also mentioned something about informed consent.
Yes.
What does that actually look like in practice?
It's all about being transparent right from the get-go. Even before that very first session, both the coach and the client need to be crystal clear on what they're getting into.
Okay, transparency is key.
Totally. Like the whole coaching process, the fees, the limits of confidentiality, all of it laid out on the table.
So no hidden surprises lurking in the fine print.
Exactly. It's about empowering the client to make a fully informed choice about working with a coach.
That makes a lot of sense. It builds trust from the very beginning. And I imagine this also ties into the whole staying within your scope of practice thing.
You got it. Ethical coaches, they know their boundaries.
Yeah, their lane.
They know what they're good at, and they won't offer services outside of that realm.
Right, right.
Like if a client needs something super specialized, like therapy or medical advice, an ethical coach will refer them to the right professional.
Even if it means potentially losing that client.
Even then. Because their well-being comes first.
Always.
So ethical coaching goes beyond just business. It's about genuine care.
Absolutely. And it also means setting clear professional boundaries.
Boundaries, yeah.
No dual relationships with clients. No personal or business entanglements.
Keep it clean.
Keep it clean. Anything that could compromise that objectivity, that coaching relationship, gotta avoid it.
Yeah, gotta stay focused on the client's needs. Laser focus. Now, thinking about all of this, I'm curious about the challenges coaches face when actually trying to put these principles into action.
Oh, yeah.
It can't always be easy, right?
Yeah.
Especially with how much the field has changed recently. You're right, it's not always smooth sailing. Technology, for example, has really shaken things up.
Oh, technology always throws a wrench in the works.
It does. Like maintaining that super tight confidentiality in the digital world, it's a whole new set of hurdles.
Yeah, totally different playing field.
What happens if a client's email gets hacked? Or the video platform they're using isn't secure? These are real concerns.
Very real. It's almost like technology is constantly throwing new ethical curveballs at us.
You nailed it. Speaking of learning and evolving, the article also dives into this idea of ongoing professional development for coaches.
Oh, interesting.
Right. It's not just about getting that initial certification and then calling it a day.
You got to keep up.
Exactly. You got to stay updated with the latest research, the best practices, all those ethical guidelines we talked about. They're constantly evolving.
So continuous learning is basically baked into being an ethical coach. It's a journey, not a destination.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that journey can take so many different forms, like attending workshops and conferences,
yeah,
pursuing additional certifications, maybe engaging in peer supervision or mentoring.
Mm-hmm. Right, or even just taking time for self-reflection.
That's a big one. It's about constantly pushing yourself to be the best version of yourself as a coach, both for your clients and for the integrity of the entire profession.
Makes sense. It's like a rising tide lifts all boats.
Exactly.
It sounds like ethical coaching. It's not a walk in the park.
It's definitely a commitment, that's for sure.
To constantly learning and evolving.
Yeah.
Now, I know the article we're diving into today goes beyond just theory. It gets into some practical stuff for coaches out there actually doing the work.
Definitely.
What were some of those nuggets of wisdom that you found particularly useful?
Well, one thing the article really stresses is setting those super clear agreements right from the start.
Okay, right off the bat.
Yeah, like before that first coaching session even happens. Both the coach and the client need to be totally aligned.
Got it.
On things like payment, how they'll communicate, how often those sessions will be, and obviously how that all-important confidentiality will be handled.
So it's like laying down that foundation of transparency right from the get-go.
Yeah, making sure everyone's on the same page.
No surprises later on.
Yeah.
And with online coaching becoming so huge, I bet this whole secure technology thing is a major factor.
Oh, absolutely. The article goes deep on that.
Does it?
Yeah. Like using encrypted platforms for those virtual sessions and messaging, making sure all that sensitive client data is stored securely.
Right, right.
Even coaching clients on best practices for online privacy. It's all part of the package now.
It really is. It's fascinating how ethical considerations have had to evolve alongside all these technological advancements.
Right. It's a whole new layer of responsibility.
It is. Now, something else the article touched on that I found interesting was the importance of self-awareness. For the coach.
Well, that's so cute.
As like a key ingredient in ethical coaching.
It is. It is. The article talks about how ethical coaches need to be so aware of their own biases.
Right. Yeah.
Their assumptions, all of that.
Yeah.
And how those might influence their interactions with clients.
Because we all have our own baggage, right?
That's you. We do.
Our own beliefs and values and experiences. But an ethical coach needs to make sure those don't bleed into their work.
Absolutely. You don't want to be imposing your worldview on the client.
Right. It's about being able to step back and say, okay, my perspective isn't the only one, and making sure you're not leading the client down a path that's right for you, but not for them.
Exactly. And that can be hard sometimes.
I'm bet.
Especially when you're passionate about helping people.
Right. You want the best for them.
You do. But ultimately, ethical coaching is about empowering the client to find their own path.
Their own way.
Not molding them to fit your vision.
So respecting their individuality, their journey, I'm hearing a recurring theme here, it's not enough to just have good intentions.
It's not.
You need to actively challenge yourself. Examine those hidden assumptions.
For sure.
To make sure you're truly serving your clients ethically. And sometimes, even with the best intentions, tricky situations come up.
They do.
So what does the article suggest coaches do when faced with those ethical dilemmas? Where do they turn?
Well, that's where seeking guidance comes in.
Okay, finding support.
Yeah, like professional organizations, like the ICF, for instance.
Oh, right, yeah.
They offer ethics hotlines, FAQs, stuff specifically for coaches who are dealing with those tough questions.
That's amazing.
They also have these fantastic communities of practice where you can connect with other coaches, share experiences, and tap into that collective wisdom.
So it's like a built-in support system.
It is.
Recognizing that you don't have to figure it all out on your own.
No, you don't.
And it emphasizes that upholding these ethical standards isn't just an individual responsibility.
Right.
It's a shared responsibility within the coaching community.
Exactly. We're all in this together, navigating this complex, ever-changing world of coaching.
We are. And that actually leads perfectly into the final point I wanted to highlight from the article.
Okay.
It goes beyond just saying ethics are important. It delves into the why.
The why, yeah.
Why should coaches care, clients care? Why should anyone care so deeply about ethical conduct in this field? What's at stake?
That's such a good question. And the article makes this beautiful point.
Yeah.
Ethical coaching, it's not just about rules and avoiding those lawsuits.
Okay.
It's about creating a space.
A safe space.
A human connection where people feel safe, respected, empowered to tap into their full potential.
To become the best versions of themselves.
Exactly. And that requires trust, integrity, a genuine commitment to the client's well-being.
It's about recognizing that each client is unique, has their own story, and honoring that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's where those ethical guidelines really come in. They provide the framework.
Okay.
To make sure the coaching relationship is built on respect, transparency, a real desire to help the client thrive.
So it's not just about preventing harm.
Right.
It's about actively creating an environment for positive growth.
For transformation. And the article argues that ethical coaching can create this ripple effect.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, a positive change that goes beyond just the individual client.
Okay.
It impacts their families, their communities, even their workplaces. It's about contributing to a more humane and empowered world.
Wow. It makes you think about ethical coaching almost like a form of social activism in a way.
I love that. It's about advocating for a world where everyone has the opportunity to be their best selves.
Mm.
And it all starts with those ethical, empowering relationships between coaches and their clients.
It really is amazing to think about the impact ethical coaching can have, not just on individuals, but on the whole world around them. Like you said, that ripple effect.
It's powerful stuff.
It is. Now, before we wrap up this deep dive, I'm curious, if you had to boil down everything we've talked about to one core message, what would it be? What's the heart and soul of ethical coaching?
You know, I think it comes down to this. Ethical coaching, it's not just about following the rules.
It's deeper than that.
Way deeper. It's about cultivating a certain mindset.
Okay.
One that's rooted in respect, integrity, and a deep commitment to helping people truly flourish.
It's about making sure that coaching as a field is a force for good.
Exactly. For positive change.
Mm-hmm.
For individuals and for society as a whole.
Beautifully put. And it's funny, the article we've been exploring, it was published on a platform called If I Grow.
Oh, yeah.
And that name, it really struck me because it perfectly captures what we've been talking about.
Yes, doesn't it?
Creating those conditions for growth, for the coaches, for the clients, everyone.
And not just checking boxes, achieving goals, that kind of growth.
Right. It's about becoming more empathetic, more compassionate, more connected.
More human.
Yes. Embracing that shared humanity.
And it's important to remember that this journey, this commitment to ethical growth, it never really ends.
Or ongoing.
Always. There's always more to learn, more to reflect on, more ways we can evolve as coaches, as human beings.
It's a constant invitation to step into our best selves.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, on that inspiring note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into ethical coaching.
It's been a great conversation.
It has. Thank you all for joining us. We hope you learned a thing or two, maybe even felt a little bit transformed.
And if you're feeling inspired to dive deeper, definitely check out those resources we mentioned.
Yes. Connect with organizations like the ICF and keep those conversations about ethical coaching going in your own circles.
Spread the word.
Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep striving to make the world a more ethical and empowered place.